All right, episode 020.
All right.
Dude, this is going to be awesome.
We made it.
Awesome.
Squeak voice.
Oh, squeak voice. Well, here we are at the corner of Main Street and Texas Street in Crowley, Texas. Kind of some fun stuff going on this morning. We're going to have a good show, James. You ready for this?
Stoked.
Good morning.
Morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. It feels good to finally be in the seat.
Dude, it does. This has been a long time coming with these guests, and I'm excited that they're here. This is going to be a legit show.
Absolutely.
Steven, how are you doing this morning?
I'll tell you, I woke up at about 3:45 this morning.
And so you're a lion.
Oh, my gosh. I'm beyond lion. I've transcended lionhood. So.
Dude, that's fantastic. Welcome to the show this morning, Steven.
Thank you.
How are you feeling?
It's good to be here.
It's going to be an awesome show, isn't it?
I'm pumped. Super pumped.
And, you know, this is going to be all Sweet Tooth Hotel Day here on the Local Legend Show. James, I'm pretty proud of you, dude.
Oh, what'd I do?
Introduce your special guest, man. This is
all
huge.
All right. So these are some friends of mine, Cole and Jency Keaton.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello.
What's over there? Good they morning. Are the owners are. Of the Sweet Tooth Hotel in Victory Park in Dallas.
Wow.
It's an art installation, kind of an interactive. I'll let them kind of explain it. But,
yeah, don't ruin the surprise.
Jency's the best. Take it away.
Okay.
Yeah. So what is it if you're watching... For people who are watching who have no idea what it is, what is the Sweet Tooth Hotel?
Yeah, it's always kind of a hard thing to explain, but we basically describe Sweet Tooth Hotel as an immersive art experience.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We support all local artists, so Dallas, Fort Worth, everybody comes from all over, but we serve as a platform to show their work.
All right.
Ooh, that's amazing.
And it's kind of interactive, like you can go in and they encourage photos to be taken and...
Yeah, I mean, you've seen a lot of people call it like an Instagram museum and, you know, we are an art installation that allows you to get in and touch the art, interact with the art. Of course, there's a ton of amazing content created from a bunch of different photographers and videographers that come in and shoot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, that's one of the things that's where art's headed. And a lot of the museums you go to, you know, you look at the studies and it says the number one thing people are doing is taking selfies in the museums.
Oh, wow.
And
that
so,
is true.
Yeah, art is for the people and, you know, art should be accessible. And it used to be in museums you could actually touch things, even in the Met or MoMA. And it used to be kind of the upper echelon that could go to the museums and they would touch everything.
That was before they had Cheetos, though. Like, Cheeto dust on your hand. And you're like, give the Mona Lisa like a Cheeto massage.
Yeah.
All right.
Or mustache. Not a massage.
Dude, yes.
Yeah. Cheeto massage.
We have a lot of people interact with the art in a lot of weird ways.
Oh,
sometimes
my gosh,
they're
that was
sometimes
awesome.
It's good, sometimes it's bad. Sometimes you walk in and like people are like writing things.
Like a little rated R a little bit.
Wait, so interacting with the art can mean writing on the art?
My.
Yeah, it kind of just depends on the installations that we have in. People definitely will climb on things, sit on things, stand on things, jump on things.
We've had to kick anybody out.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No, we haven't had to kick anybody out.
We've had to
ask people not to do things. We do have a thing now. You sign a waiver if you go in. So if you break the art, you pay for it. But we have had people break the art on purpose, and they've had to pay for it.
But what if that's their art, though?
Yeah, I was going to say. You know, can they claim art?
You know, we haven't had anybody build a piece that's made to be broken, but that could be a cool concept.
Yeah, art. Right. Mm-hmm. Like that's under the echelon of like, oh no, that's just my art.
No. That happened. Yeah. I think like last year or year before last, not with us, but someone, I can't remember the name of the gallery, but this artist, global renowned artist. Like
Banksy.
Similar to that, but installed this huge... yeah, I'm going to repeat myself. Installation. Allow myself to introduce myself.
Not so easy, is it, Cole?
And then he destroyed it. Like the fire alarms were going off and like people were being escorted out and like people were freaking out. But he was like, yeah, that was it. That
Dude,
was my art.
Okay. It was kind of like when Banksy's piece went to the auction.
At Sotheby's.
Oh,
Sotheby's,
man, yes.
And he remote control shredded it.
Shredded
it. That's the ultimate troll move.
But see, here's what happened. Like Banksy's piece tripled in value as soon as it was shredded because it was like half shredded and it made news. And so someone offered like three times what it just hammered for at the Sotheby's auction. Dude, Banksy's so legit. I love Shepherd Fairey. Banksy's street art scene is so good. Back in 2009, I did an art show at what was the Gypsy Tea Room. It's now the Door Dallas. But we just brought artists from all over Dallas and said, If we put a big 4x8 sign out on Main Street in front of a Deep Ellum venue and put a bunch of cool art in here, will it sell? And it did really well. We had some pieces that were like mannequins with nails all in the bodies painted black, and then their body parts were like really dark. And
like Hellraiser.
Yeah, like Hellraiser mannequins. There's some lady that just did mannequin art. Like her media was mannequins. And man, the scene in Dallas for art is one of the best in the world. I mean, it is so good. And y'all are...
It's popping.
Y'all are at a time where Instagram, you know, the selfie piece is huge. And when people come in, do they create art for this installation, or is it pieces that they've already created that go into the Sweet Tooth?
Yeah, so we pick a new theme every single year. So the first one we had was based on suites and directors.
Oh, wow.
And then we're Sweet Tooth Hotel, and so a lot of people think it's just going to be candy when you come in.
Diabetes.
But we were kind of like, we want to make sure.
Diabetes.
We're not just an Instagram trap, you know, we are our installation. So for the next one, we went to outer space. So it was 1955 was the theme. And we work with different artists in different mediums. And so each year we present. So the second one was all muralist, but we created 3D pieces that came off of their murals.
Oh, wow.
This one's all digital art. So it's called Discotech. So it's all that merging of music and technology. So since it's all digital art, we have a digital pop star that we work with that has released music.
Kitsune Miku.
So similar to that.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Her name's Disco Diamond, so you can check her out at The Real Disco Diamond.
Oh, awesome.
And she's on Instagram. You can stream her music from any streaming platform.
Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, she's on Spotify. So we have a silent disco set up. So once you come through to the discotech side, you get silent disco headphones, and then there's different digital art being presented, projections, projection mapping.
Wow.
There's even an install.
Is it like that right there?
Yeah, this is the newest install. Mm-hmm.
So this is Discotech. That install you just saw will actually grab your face and project it on this 8-foot head sculpture that's behind you.
No way.
Disco dance.
Yeah.
What? It'll grab the image of your face. It'll project it on.
So basically you sit down in this throne, and you have this huge setting to where there's like projection mapping and like all these videos and stuff moving around you. But there's like you said 8-foot. I thought it was way bigger than that. 8-foot, huge like white geometric head. And there's a camera that's way in front of you that people don't see. And when you sit down in that throne, it's filming your face and it's projecting it on a huge head.
My God.
So it's like a shrine to yourself.
Who created this?
So that's with Pixel Lab. So it's Eric Tritch and Taylor Cleveland. And they worked with us a little bit in 1955 because we needed an oil spill to be projected down the hallway. And so they made this rainbow oil spill using a Kinect camera. And lined it up so you could actually interact and kind of kick around the projection that was on the floor.
What is a Kinect camera? Is that what's at the McDonald's kids play where they touch stuff on the ground, they kick a ball?
No, it's like projecting. Xbox Kinect.
It might be used for that too because a lot of people were using the Kinect camera to create interactive installations.
Legit.
And then they discontinued the Kinect camera. And so now they're kind of like rare and you have to find them on eBay or like steal them from somebody.
I think ours was stolen.
You guys have to do a big
heist. I think. Plausible deniability.
All right, so Sweet Tooth Hotel is getting some major notoriety, and today we have Jency and Cole Keaton, who created the Sweet Tooth Hotel, here live in studio. And if you want some questions and you want to be in the comments below and you're consuming this on Facebook Live, which some people out there are, we would love to get some comments and some questions answered. And you know, these aren't just normal people. These are, you know, Jency and Cole are.
What are you saying, Jonathan?
They're men and women of excellence here. This is a big, big deal that has swept Dallas by surprise because there's been nothing like this in Dallas. I mean, starting to see a little bit of it, you know, at some other hotels like, can we talk about the Crescent? What's going on over there?
So
it's all fake news.
It is.
there's been a lot of different. Gallery owners, different companies. You have people moving into Dallas, like, and I guess if it's cool, let me back up and totally chime in whenever you need, because Jency has all the facts.
Wrong.
We're gonna fact check
so,
her, by the way.
Basically, rewind about 4.5-5 years. Jency was working with an international company, a global company, that she. Worked on a project called 29 Rooms in Brooklyn with a company called Refinery 29. After that, maybe four and a half years. She was like, I have this idea. I want to, you know, contact all these different people, and, you know, we want to bring them to Dallas, because we had such a good time doing that.
Right.
And really, everyone was just kind of like, I guess, didn't know much about Dallas or Texas. And we were kind of met with like the same answer from everyone. It was like, why would we come to Dallas?
Maybe lock them doors. That's exactly.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm the long-winded version, so she can probably tell a shorter version of it. So
we got an hour to fill.
I know.
So.
Yes. I know.
Yeah.
Keep going as long as you want.
Yeah, so I always have these crazy ideas. I had been doing these pop-ups in New York and South by Southwest, and then I have a music background too, and nice. So I'm just kind of used to like live entertainment, and mm-hmm. we have so many friends that are artists that we either collect their work and we're not friends with them at all, but we just love them and admire them, or we've been friends with them for a long time and have seen their careers grow. And we've also seen so many artists in Dallas not be able to make a living creating art or playing music or whatever their passion might be. And so I told Cole, I was like, we should do an art installation, mm-hmm. just make it crazy, whatever anybody wants to make. And that's one of the things about Sweet Tooth is there's not really any rules in place. There's a theme, but we just talk to the artist and then we're like, what's the weirdest thing that you could make? And then they're like, oh, I've been wanting to do this forever. Or, oh, I've had this idea, but they've never had the space and they've never had the resources to be able to do it. And so we just took out a small business loan, and I was like, I really hope people show up.
That was part of it. That was part of it. She's leaving out. We drained our entire savings account.
Yeah. I mean, we put our money where our mouth is.
Where was the first event?
It was still in Victory Park. So we had an empty retail space in Victory, and I was working on the property a little bit, helping with the marketing. And so there just happened to be the space, and it was kind of funny because a construction company had been in there and they had built this window. So when you walked in, there was this window cut out.
Oh.
And so it already looked like a hotel check-in mm-hmm. when you walked in the front, because awesome. It had this weird window. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, maybe we just like make it a weird hotel that
sketchy hotel,
like, you know. And now everyone's like, oh, you should do like a Sweet Tooth motel. And I'm like, I don't know what that would look like.
So as your business venture has grown, how long have y'all been in business now?
We had our 1 year anniversary in May.
Oh, congratulations. Congratulations. Well, that is huge, I think. What would you say was the hardest challenge of the first year?
I think the first year, everybody, you always think about viral and you're like, oh, nothing is viral. Like, that's not real. That's something you pay for. That's something that's made up by the advertising companies. Mm-hmm. Everything went viral and we like lost control. It was like being on a train that was just like
going. My Facebook feed was just only you guys, my Instagram feed. And I called Cole and I was like, what are you guys doing, dog? Yeah. Like, what is this? You're like, dude, you can't even come. It's sold out every day for like mm-hmm. 3 months straight.
But then you showed up.
But then I showed up because I was like, I kind of like know that guys.
I'm on the list.
Can you please call Cole and get him on the phone or Jen? No, I'm here.
I love that.
We were all out to eat. He didn't show up unexpected.
So that was, I mean, that was really crazy. And none of us had slept. Like everybody who was working on it, like all the artists, we were all there, and like everybody had slept like an hour. And then TV started showing up and being like, hey, can we interview you? And so everybody did all these interviews delirious. And so we didn't watch any of it.
Well, I mean,
a month. I was like, I can't watch this. Yeah. I don't even know what I said.
I mean, there were months that we were building out and stuff like that. But as far as like not sleeping, it was like the night before. So we always have like a big opening party with press.
Yeah.
And it was everyone was just kind of like glazed over.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it always comes together like in the very last minute. It's like, this is a disaster. This looks horrible. What's happening?
Just the planets align and everything.
We've all been on the road in bands. We know how that goes.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's the worst tour ever. No one's going to show up today. Oh, shoot, there's a line around the building. Here we go.
Nice.
What happens whenever the capacity reaches? What's the number?
So it used to be we would sell tickets in 20 people increments. So you might have like 200 people come in throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And now, you know, we can have 600 people come through throughout the day.
Y'all sold out the 600. Y'all sold 600 tickets to an event before?
So the first weekends, I mean, we usually probably have 400 to 500 people coming
throughout
the day.
Dude, no way.
And But we also, our new capacity, we don't sell to as many people as we could because we still like the experience to be intimate.
Yeah.
And a lot of these experiences, not necessarily in Dallas, but other cities, they'll just cram people in there.
Right.
And then you can't appreciate the art.
You can't see it. Mm-hmm. Like, even just like if you go to like the sixth floor hotel, like right down the road, it's like sometimes there'll be like a billion people in there. Yeah. And you're just like trying to cram through. I can't even read anything. This like... And then I just get like, I check out. I'm like, okay, I'm going to go sit down.
Well, the guides even in there are like, mm-hmm. I mean, in the places that she's mentioned in New York, they just like herd people through there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep it moving.
Well, some of them you have to like interact with. You said the camera, the throne to mm-hmm. yourself. I mean, how long do you sit in that chair on average? Like most people that are visiting
You know, it's interesting. It depends because some people they'll go through really quickly and some people they come in with a photographer and they spend time. I think the first one was the worst one as far as people spending too much time because we had these rooms where you could shut the doors.
Oh.
So they would get in, people would get in and shut the door, and then you would have to kind of nod and see what's going on.
What happens in some of those rooms? Just for example, like some of the installations, what are they? How do you interact with some of the closed door installations?
So the two gallery spaces on the main side, we're actually really proud to be able to present those because those are just dedicated artist spaces and they don't have to, you know, conform to the theme. You know, they can literally present anything they want to. So there's one called Deified, which you've probably seen all over Instagram, and that's Tremaine Townsend. And so that space is about self-deification through social media and about how everybody's watching you and the affirmation that you get from people commenting and liking.
Mm-hmm.
And so he hid six hidden cameras in the room that you can't see. You know, there's screens up in the room. This is actually the room right here. And then he shot a video of people clapping and giving you that affirmation while you're in the room. And then the entire room is mirrored, so, you know, obviously it's got that infinity effect with all of the camera shells. And so that was a piece that actually I feel like was pretty edgy for us to present compared to all the other installations.
Yeah.
And we, you know, we talked to Tremaine and we were kind of like, oh, wow, like, I wonder what's going to happen. Are we going to have people, you know, be like, why does it say deified in this room?
Mm.
And it's been one of the most popular rooms. And so the subject matter that we're able to present, it's cool to see it grow and grow and grow because that was always the goal, is that we're presenting art. And maybe you go for one reason, but then you end up finding yourself learning about all of these artists that you would have never seen.
Right, right.
Unless you came out.
Do you think something like this could work in a small town, or do you think some of the popularity is because it is in Dallas?
I think that people need creative spaces everywhere. And so if there's a creative space that opens in a town, there, people are going to go to it. And I think that this just shows that there needs to be more of this happening.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dallas is obviously great because we actually have a lot of tourists come through, which I didn't even think about. Mm. Especially in the holiday, we had like one day there was someone from Denmark and Australia in there at the same time.
Oh, wow.
And so they're all hearing about these installations and coming to visit. So we definitely,
So I'm looking at the video we have showing now, and I'm just now noticing you have motorcycles and automobiles as part of the media.
Yeah. So the motorcycle is actually part of a new addition that we've opened up this year. It's a bar. And it's called Reign, R-E-I-G-N, and it is the first Prince-themed bar in the world.
No way.
And the motorcycle that you're seeing is our version of the motorcycle from Purple Reign.
Oh, so okay. Now I got the connection.
We've completely, like, recreated that cover. So there's, like, a huge neon that says Reign above it and, like, the clouds and the stoop from the apartment, and all the cocktails and drinks are Prince-themed, and you got, like, you know, purple curtains everywhere. And
the bar's going to rotate every single year too. So we change the theme every single year.
Wow.
The motorcycle was with Built by Bender and then the Moto Conspiracy. And so that was cool with having the car in this year and having the motorcycle. We always are meeting new people and artists, and even not traditional artists, you know, because this motorcycle artist created all these custom pieces and colors, like, right, just for this bike.
For those listening on, awesome, you know, like iHeartRadio or radio.com right now, or maybe even Spotify, what is Bender?
So Built by Bender is a shop. It's three brothers, and they were actually our biggest collaborators on the really both installs, Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. So it's Ari, Aaron, and Milan, and they all, I feel like, have their own different art forms, whether it's drawing or painting, or but they can all make really weird things. And a lot of the first installs, we were, you know, working with them and figuring out how are we going to build this? Because a lot of it, no one had ever built it. Mm-hmm. So we're like, what happens if you pour this on this? What happens if you drill into this? Will this stick to the floor?
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely a lot of chemical fumes happening in the first install. We all have like lost a lot of brain cells from doing.
How big is
installs.
It? How many square feet is your space?
This one is about 5,000 square feet. And the interesting thing is the first two installs, our space that we used was about 1,800 square feet.
Whoa.
And so, you know.
And this has rooms in it too, multiple rooms. Yeah. How many rooms are in this 5,000 square foot space?
So we have 12 different art installations throughout the space, two gallery rooms when you walk in, and then there's about five different separate areas on the discotheque side.
So a gallery space would just be open air, and there's stuff hanging on the walls to look at and kind of...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, it's not like a traditional gallery. Like, we don't have, like, freestanding art, you know, installed anywhere. It's always, like... the piece that you're looking at, whatever it is from the floor to the walls to whatever in the room all the way to the ceiling. So, and even in our hallway that transitions from our gallery side to the discotheque side, we even, you know, partner with people like Poopery, and they did the installs. Poopery.
Oh, the fart.
The smelling
the
good.
The spray.
Yeah, I know what that is.
Yeah, it's great. I was not paid to say that. I love it.
It actually works.
So like they did our bathrooms.
Oh, wow.
So we partnered with them and they did our bathrooms.
How did that connection come about? Did they reach out to y'all? Did y'all find them? Did they?
We actually were looking at, they were going to throw a party with us last year and then they ended up going to somewhere else. But I reached out and I was like, hey, because they're awesome. Like their culture is awesome.
Are they from Dallas?
They're based in Dallas.
I didn't know Poopery is from Dallas.
Oh yeah. That wheels off commercials that I love.
Yeah. Yes. And that's the thing is like, they're so irreverent and they're innovating in their space and they're not afraid to do crazy stuff.
Sure. Sure.
And so that team was really fun. We were like, hey, do you want to take over the bathrooms? They were like, okay, we'll think about it. And then a week later they were like, we're in, you know, and they really went for it. And, you know, I think that's something cool too, because it was a space that we hadn't really thought about, but now it's become one of the most favorite parts of people's experience is going to the bathroom.
Who thinks about the bathroom whenever you're designing? Yeah. It's always utilitarian, you know, it's a bathroom.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think about
some of the coolest spaces at some of the neatest places are in the bathrooms. Like, you know, we
like
have
Bucky's.
Yeah. Bucky's bathroom. That comes to mind. You know, you go to, that you go to Rise in Dallas or Rise in Fort Worth, the souffle restaurant, and they have co-ed sinks where you're like, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know I was in the women's restroom. And they're like, no, it's co-ed sinks. You know, the bathroom experience at these places is, for me, a lot of reasons we go places. It's like, man, I love going to that bathroom. It's always different. What about Brood? You know, Brood's bathroom is insane. Like, they went
I've ever been in there.
Oh, my gosh. If you haven't been to Brood's bathroom, and you're watching on Facebook Live, this is a shout out to Brood. Go check out that bathroom.
Brood's great.
Let's go to the comments. Oh, go ahead.
I will say we did get a comment on Instagram. Someone posted and said our bathrooms are cooler than Bucky's.
What?
And I was like, I don't know what's happening right now, but apparently this is a thing.
That's it. Yeah.
Don't Bucky's my sweet tooth, okay?
That's it. I've got a confession. I've never been to Bucky's.
Oh, man.
Oh,
what? Cleanest bathrooms in the world.
That's right here.
Yeah. Rough.
But I've never been. They're all out of the way. I don't know.
So another thing that I'm curious about is this neon sign here. So is this the logo or what's going on there? Is that an installation? I see some coffee cups and some ice cream.
So just like all the other artists that we worked with, that artist is Jeremy Biggers. He's actually been a part of every single chapter that we've done. He partnered with Steve's Ice Cream, which happens to be like Steve's. It's It's crazy because it's one of the oldest. I'm gonna mess up some of the facts on this. Like, didn't Steve like teach Ben and Jerry's like everything they know, and was like the first like kind of mixing scoop ice cream?
Wrong.
I like how you say you're gonna mess it up, and then you just say it.
Did I get that right though?
He just nails all the facts.
Yeah. Yeah, Steve's. They were really big in the Northeast, and so Steve was the original like scoop shop owner, and you know, Cold Stone, all these other brands.
And how does Steve tie into Sweet Tooth?
So yeah, we I actually was at a conference and I met someone on their innovation team, and they were like, hey, we should do something, we're relaunching this ice cream brand. And I was like, yeah, this is perfect. And so I actually tried the ice cream, because that's the other thing, we try all the products before. Oh. And it's so
there's
good.
Food in y'all's place? Is there food and drinks in y'all's
just
place?
Ice cream. Mm-hmm. And the cocktails at the bar.
I did not realize that. Okay, so you can come get cocktails and you can eat ice cream at Sweet Tooth.
Are there any ice cream cocktails?
Not yet.
Ooh.
That was originally, you know, we were going to do, because apparently in the bar industry, you can either do like slushies to go, or you can do mixed alcohol.
Right.
But you can't do both.
Like Eskimo Hut.
Yeah. Yeah. Like you can do one or the other.
Bag.
But well, yeah.
Have you ever been to the Ginger Man?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
They've got that beer float with the vanilla ice cream and like framboise and Guinness, and it's fantastic.
We haven't done anything with ice cream, but we do have cocktails that have like macaroons on them, and
Rice
then we have like
treats.
Cotton candy
just as garnishes.
Diabetes.
Yeah, dude, you could put a cookie on it.
Diabetes.
What happens whenever the so you get the people who are I'm just still curious, when it fills up, what happens? So you get 600 people.
Well, we know it's never at one time, so that's throughout the day.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. So these events will be all day long.
Mm-hmm. So you don't ever have the fire marshal just kicking down your door.
No.
No. Yeah.
Two out. We behave. Two in.
Yeah. We behave.
So you buy a ticket ahead of time. We are saving some so you can walk up now. And that was a big thing before. We always sold out because we would just sell out our online tickets.
Oh, I see.
And so now we actually let people walk in because we were turning people away at the door. And I was like, that's not the experience that I want to give people when they show up. Mm. To be like, cool, thanks for showing up. You can't come in.
Right. Thanks for paying to park.
Yeah. Thanks for coming. Oh, dude. Not only were people paying to park, but they're like, we just drove 4 hours.
Denmark. We flew from Denmark and we paid to park and we can't get in.
Nope, sold out.
Where does the, are there hotel rooms? Can you actually stay here?
So I was just telling Cole this morning, you can't stay here, but we're actually working with a pretty prominent hotel chain to talk about having some packages. So we'll actually pretty soon be able to announce that we have like a hotel.
Wow. Right.
That's all we can say.
Please,
that's all we can say.
Please be Best Western. Please.
So one
Best
cool
Western
Hojo. Hojo.
I have a friend that is doing, he is in charge of renovating the entire Palms Hotel in Vegas right now. And he is heading this up with, and it's been probably a 2-year project. His name is Tal Cooperman. And he has Cardi B helping him. He has Banks or
LeBron James.
Not LeBron James, but that's
yet,
a good one.
Yet.
Not yet.
Not yet.
But he's throwing these. So the Palms is reinventing itself with a whole new, it's all art everywhere. Mm. It's graffiti art inside. It's installations inside. The steakhouse is interactive. I mean, so
interactive steakhouse.
It's crazy what
you actually
is going
get to
on.
Eat the steak. That's the interactive part.
He has found some. He's found one of the greatest. I think it's the only person doing this that I know of, but can make short films where like donuts, life-size donuts, are chasing the people through the Palms Hotel on his Instagram videos. The donuts aren't really there, but it looks so real and so.
Oh, interesting.
I mean, this is a complete renovation. So if you haven't tuned into what's going on at the Palms, the new Palms, I think it just opened like last month after a 2-year renovation. And so like Revoke, the largest probably graffiti artist out of California, he's a member of CBS Crew, I believe. So Revoke has done a huge installation in there. They have an Instagram wedding chapel in there, and it's all like white and black, and you don't see any ends to the walls. That's inside the Palms. Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's inside the Palms. So this is the closest thing I've seen to what's going on. I've never seen anything like this. I love what y'all are doing. It is so thought provoking.
If someone kidnapped you and like blindfolded you, or maybe you just like kind of woke up and you came to in the Sweet Tooth Hotel, you would think that you are tripping on acid. I mean, it's like being in a dream, right? It's like, that's what I love about it. It's so immersive. Mm-hmm. It's sound. It's everything all in. When you're there, you are in a dream world.
Yeah. Now it's like even more so on the discotheque side.
What is discotheque?
So it's basically what we're doing is we talked about Disco Diamond earlier, and she definitely influenced the name, but recorded an album, you know, worked with the producer, but also took that as part of the theme. And so as you
is
know,
discotheque a genre of music?
No. It's normally like a club.
Like
it's Studio 54.
Yeah, like Studio 54. Mm-hmm.
But we spelled ours different. It's instead of like
T-E-Q-U-E,
it's T-E-C-H. So it's tech, as in technology.
Okay.
So we're fusing music and technology. So we have four spaces that are themed around disco. And when I say disco, I mean Disco Diamond, our pop star.
Oh.
So you have like her green room is the VIP rooms. We worked with an artist at I guess a fashion house, House of Knoll, created custom costumes that you can put on that are disco's costumes. We have her stage. I don't know if you can see it on the screen, but it's a fully functional pop star stage. It has like these moving lights that we worked with a lighting designer who did like Justin Timberlake's music video.
Cool.
And Halsey. And then
Micah
on
from Violent Lighting.
Close.
Not quite.
Close.
Shout out to Mike.
Where is she from? Is she
she's
she a
from
Texas
outer
resident?
Space, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she's close to Texas. Almost as big as Texas.
So she doesn't exist.
Oh, she exists.
She's a real person.
She exists online.
In the ether.
In the ether.
Oh, she's
an ethereal pop star.
And that's kind of like the...
Wow, you're so dominant.
That's kind of like the how we extracted the dimensional part of this. So it's being influenced by something digital, but just like with the stage, just a physical stage you can go up on and when you're listening to her music, which is a different song in each room, you switch the channels.
Huh.
It's all synced to that music. So in the next...
Is that her?
That's not her. That mm-hmm. is a real person.
Oh, that's a real person.
But she's on her stage. That's her. That's Disco's shrine. And the car is like a little Mercedes convertible. That's Disco's little convertible. Oh. Like the inside is completely covered in diamonds and the outside changes. It goes through outer space. And
did the same artist do the motorcycle in the car?
No.
Okay.
Different. Yeah. We worked with them. Yep. So the the motorcycle was all custom fabricated, like the whole thing.
Oh.
Yeah. It took an old like 80s Honda something and then they tore it apart. But the Mercedes, though, we had it vinyl wrapped, and then we Pixel Lab projection mapped it, and then created different environments to project on the car.
Wow. Is it still street legal?
Yeah, it is. Ooh.
Yeah, we're kind of throwing around the idea of raffling it off for like $5.
Yeah,
wow. And all you have to do is like peel the vinyl off the front headlights and rear taillights. Like it's the only car on the road that's all white. It has like white tires, white wheels. Like it looks pretty rad.
It would last for like
3 seconds.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is power wash it. That's it.
Wouldn't
that tear the vinyl off though?
How did you guys get the car in the building? Did you like tear a wall out?
Did you really?
You can't just like open the door though. Like,
yeah, we had doors installed so we can load really big stuff in. And so the fire marshal was there and I was like in the car. And there's a little bump that you have to drive over that everyone was like, oh, you're going to have to get a ramp. There's no way you're going to be able to drive up that. And I was like, okay. I drive in Dallas. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Bragging montage.
So I'm like,
oh, my.
Humble brag.
And the fire marshal was watching me the whole time. I'm like backing up. But yeah, we had these doors installed because I was like, you never know what we're going to bring into the space. And so they're like these 8-foot by 12-foot bay doors that we can basically open so we can bring.
What is that right there? Big jawbreakers.
So that's our check-in desk. So we still keep with the theme of the hotel when you're in the front and you mm-hmm. actually check in at the hotel.
There's a concierge,
suitcases that have icing dripping down. And so that was always the idea, is that you check into this hotel and like something is not quite right, like something's going wrong, and you go and you open up all the hotel rooms and then you're like, whoa.
Yeah. So. And you got a rainbow poop emoji made out of neon sign.
That's in the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
poopery.
Yep. Yeah.
Have you had any guys show up thinking that like they maybe went to a Mavs game and they're like, hey, we need to check in? Like,
yes.
Oh, totally. Legitimately, it's a hotel.
Totally.
Actually,
the
last
W
Saturday,
was full. I'm
all
here.
The time.
Last Saturday,
yeah, all the time.
Last Saturday, someone showed up with suitcases, and they were like, "Yeah, your website, it just looks like you're a hotel." And I was like,
Does it?
I was like, well, there's a car installation, like sleep in a photo. And so I was really confused. And so we pulled it up and looked at it because I was like, am I tripping? Like, yeah. Does our website look like we're a hotel? And then I was couldn't really tell if they were actually confused or trying to get in for free.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, they had fully had like all their suitcases with them.
People ask me that all the time. Like, people that I work with or just people that I meet, they're like, so you have the hotel, right? I'm like, well, it's not a hotel. It's just the theme. And they always have this like really confused look on their face.
Yeah. That's what we do here at Sweet Tooth Hotel. We confuse the crap out of you.
Dude, come inside, you'd be even more confused.
And I was like, it is confusing though, I guess, if you see Sweet Tooth Hotel. But we have people message all the time and they're like, how much is it to spend the night there? And so I'm like, we should get into this.
$1 million.
Or have a lock-in or something.
Yeah.
So back to the comments. If you're tuning in and consuming this on Spotify, we don't have live comments on Spotify or iTunes. But if you're tuning in on, say, Facebook Live, drop an L in the comments below, and we will we'll give your questions to some of the guests that we have today from the Sweet Tooth Hotel. And Alex Phillips says, "Would you guys be interested in being a part of our Burleson Art Walk?" We could be able to give you guys some space to showcase your work. This would give us an opportunity to see how it would be received by our community here in Burleson. Hmm. What's up, fellas? ! So Alex is watching live, and so is Nick Good watching live. So, you know, would y'all consider maybe being a part of an art walk in a smaller community like Burleson?
I guess that's kind of like up to our artist, because we're not actually producing the art. We are the space, and we produce the concept and the theme. And they kind of follow it. It is kind of encapsulated, but I mean, I don't think that we're opposed to it.
Yeah.
You have to give us an answer right now.
Yeah.
Alex is asking.
That's the invite. So take it or leave it.
Well, when we started last year, you know, it was just us and the artists. And so people were asking us to like pop up other places, and we were like, we just can't. The first one we did last year was at Lights All Night though. And so we took over their like, they had it. It's in Dallas at the, I always get it wrong, Market Hall.
It used to be Market Hall.
Market Center.
I think now it's at Market Center. It's like, it's basically like a huge rave that like 95,000 people go to.
Oh my.
Wow. It's massive.
DJ, it's all DJs. And there's like 8 stages. Oh, and wow. So there's like a silent disco stage. And
it's huge. It's that. It's like Skrillex, Diplo.
Boots
like,
and cool.
Yeah, it's,
boots
and
cats. It's huge. So we took over the lounge area with Pixel Lab and like projection mapped out the space. We worked with Shamsi, one of our artists, and made these like parachute trees that had tinsel coming down. So that was our first pop out. And so, you know, I really want to get out into more communities because there's still a lot of people that haven't heard about us.
Yeah.
And so especially going out to other cities and getting people, you know, involved. And we also meet new artists when we go do that. And I'm always like, we don't know everybody. So we need help finding new artists and seeing what people are doing.
That's a real good way to network with other artists. Yeah,
that's cool. Is the art walk outside?
It is.
Okay, gotcha.
It's up and down Main Street. And it goes in some buildings too, I believe. Like there's some artists that like you go in the front lobby and his... Like there was a guy that paints longhorn heads with murals on them, and so you'd walk in the little storefront that's actually used to be a little eatery, but in the storefront, you know, that guy would have all his, for that day, have all his longhorn heads displayed. And we're talking about doing a big art event here. We have 7,000 square feet on Main Street in Crowley, and so we'd love to continue that conversation of maybe a pop out in October with you guys or something along those lines. Art is so cool. And it crosses so many barriers. It crosses city limit lines. It crosses gender. I mean, it's a unification that we need. You know, people forget about politics or, you know, bipartisan. You know, the people can come in art and say, I don't care that you're this, that, or the other. You like this piece, and so do I. So we unify around that. And Sweet Tooth Hotel has created awesome community around that, you know, unifying people in Dallas, but also Denmark and Australia.
Yeah.
And where have people come from?
I think Australia has to be the furthest away. I mean, it's been written about like in Europe and Japan and places like that. But as far as like people traveling, I think Australia is the furthest. Is that the furthest you've heard?
Probably.
I think that is the furthest away you can get from Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You can go either direction and it's roughly 20 to 24 hours depending on what airplane you're on.
Yeah.
Well, one of the other things that we're doing too that I'm excited about, we're starting to do after hours parties.
Oh, tight.
So like we usually close at 9 or 10 during the week. And so our first one is July 6th with DTX Street, which is like all photography. And so we're doing black light party. And then we have a makeup artist who's doing black light makeup.
So it'll glow.
Yeah. And then DTX Street is taking portraits. Woo!
Man, so I love that.
We have just a ticket just to hang out, but then we also have tickets where it pays the photographers. Yeah, to take the portraits.
Wow.
Then we have Party with Blake Ward. It's like an intergalactic party, so it's all like aliens dressed like an astronaut. We have one that's like underground. We haven't announced yet because
don't announce it. Don't do it.
Like all right, I'm gonna announce
it. Don't you do it.
It's body art. It's me, James, and Steven in neon body art, and they're gonna have black lights, and we're just painted suits on, but we're totally not wearing them.
That's it. That's all that it is.
I'm sorry to announce it when I shouldn't have.
I know. No. Well,
that was terrible.
It's just me with my shirt off and a black light. You can watch me glow. Right. That's all that it is.
It's hashtag dad bod.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a cool dad bod event.
Yeah, if you guys ever do a dad bod theme, you're sitting in a room with probably the three greatest collabs in this area.
Well, we are looking to do some music events.
Okay.
So, like, September through the end of the year, you know, I definitely want to do some kind of, like, stripped-down series with musicians that their
acoustic
fans...
Acoustic versions.
Yeah, wouldn't be able to see them like that, you know, and sell just, like, a limited amount of tickets. Because I think, you know, as a musician and as a music fan, like, you never really get to be that close with your favorite, you know, artists.
Right, right.
And, like, watch them.
Let's go back to the comments. Ann Barden says, what exclamation point? These are all my favorite people, exclamation point. Wow. So, Anna Barden, thank you for that.
Thanks, right Anna.
You want to give her a shout out on Facebook Live right there?
Hey,
love you, Anna.
And for those of you listening, we are here today with Cole and Jensia Keaton. They are the owners, creators, the thoughts, and the inspiration, and the creators of Sweet Tooth Hotel in Dallas, which we are finding out is more than just a art installation, but it's also... so much more beyond that. If you're just tuning in live and you missed the first half of this, we'll be posting it on iTunes Podcast, Spotify, Radio.com, Google Cast,
websites,
Deezer,
the
Yahoo.com, Hotmail.net, anywhere
SBC
you consume
Global,
podcasts.
AOL.
Yeah, it's going to go on AIM.
Dark web.
Yeah, dark web.
It's going to go on the dark web. Too.
Napster will have it. So if you consume podcasts, you can find our podcast at The Local Legend Show. If you have a guest that might be good for our show, email us, thelocallegendshow@gmail.com. We'd be glad to get in touch with them and invite them to be on our podcast here upcoming. And, you know, if you're still tuning in on Facebook Live, want to get some questions and comments in for them while they're here. Alex Phillips says, I would love to discuss more about the art walk as we're looking to see if our community would embrace art in different forms. It's like our own version of Main Street Art Festival, but on a very small scale. But it could have some indoor space. We could be very creative to find you guys a great spot. Okay, never mind. I'm out. I mean out on Body Art Show featuring you guys.
So, he just got a sad face from
me.
Yeah.
Dang.
Come on, man.
Well, she said, you know, seeing your bands in ways you never have before. What about your bands with their shirts off and showcasing, you know, some of their dad bods?
That's it.
That's the next concept.
That is.
That is the next
dad
concept.
Bod.
Dad bod band.
Theme dad bod.
Yeah, aging band guy with shirt off.
All right, moving right along.
Aging band guy.
What's been the greatest victory of this? So is there a moment where someone's come in and shared a story or like what you've done to change your life just by experiencing something y'all have created?
I think I didn't get like a personal message or anything like that. Jincy's up there every single day. I have a day job. But
oh, so you're like running this thing.
Jincy left her full-time gig in October of last year and has been doing nothing but Sweet Tooth
since then. That's awesome. Yeah, to survive after 1 year and then go full-time. That's amazing. Actually, you went full-time in less than a year then.
We opened in May and then I left my job in September. And I told Cole, I was like, it's been almost a year.
Oh, my gosh.
And you're just going. But I also have an amazing team that's up there. Mm-hmm. You know,
how many are on the team?
Group managers. We have like 15 people.
Who's your favorite?
Because
Stacy, is she your favorite? Karen?
Jessica.
When does Cole get to quit his job?
Oh, God.
He never.
So I actually quit my job last Wednesday.
You quit last Wednesday?
This past Wednesday. It was a really interesting experience.
Yeah, but he's not working at Sweet Tooth. Yeah. I mean, he's helping, but he's, you know.
I'm helping.
He's helping.
Are you gonna? Are you gonna
like touching up the walls?
You're just in the way.
All right. Plot twist. He goes and he fluffs pillows whenever the merger with the big hotel chain is announced.
That's it. They probably get you a job changing sheets and stuff.
I mean, I got a maid outfit, but it was supposed to be a surprise. So
for Jensie, wow, your birthday's coming up.
No, okay. For me.
For me. No, I meant for you to wear. That's what I'm talking about.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. Wearing that for her birthday.
Yeah.
That's her birthday gift.
The ruffles and the heels, the whole bit.
But back to like the question you asked, it wasn't a message or anything like that. But when we were first building the first one, we made sure that it was like ADA compliant.
Oh,
and
yeah.
At first, nice. It was like, do we need to do this? Are there people that are, because it's so much larger for than you would expect everything to be able to.
You gotta have ramps and everything,
absolutely,
and the toilet and handrails. And...
Yeah, and our first one. You have to go through a lot of little spaces and even into this kind of like tunnel like thing. And I wasn't there. But Jensie came home one day and was like, dude, this group of senior citizens came in, like a bus of them.
From the retirement home.
They were
cool. How cool is that?
Nobody had a single problem. There were like walkers, wheelchairs, crutches, all kinds of stuff. And like everyone left with like the biggest smile on their face.
See, that's the other piece. We're talking about unifying. I mean, it crosses age borders too. It's like, you know, this could be a 9-year-old would be stimulated by this, but a 99-year-old in the same way could appreciate it in their way, you know. Probably blows their mind. We didn't even have cars when I was born.
Yeah.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, get off my lawn.
Well, the idea, like, you know, consistently from day one to now is... and you don't really like hear yourself as an adult say this word all the time, but like it's to have fun. And like when you get in there, you're having fun, but you're
being safe too.
You
being
sure
safe and having fun.
You're being safe. Yeah. Yeah. But, you, I don't know if it's because it's so enclosed or the interactive part, but you completely forget about what's outside those doors. You forget about the rest of the world.
I just noticed where y'all are. Y'all are like where,
Victory
the ghost
Park.
Bar used to be the entrance to the ghost bar. Is that where y'all are?
It's a little bit down the street.
Okay. Mm-hmm. But you're on that same street.
Yeah.
So
there's my favorite juice bar down there that does the fresh
Jamba juice.
Buddha juice.
Buddha juice.
Oh. Are y'all close to Buddha juice?
Yeah. We're on the same street.
Yeah. We're on the same street. Just if you walked out of AAC and you went like all the way down,
you're by Naga.
Towards House of Blues. Yeah. Like past Naga, there's like Buzz Brews, the pizza place.
Yes.
And it's all changed down there because now there's like all these new restaurants opening.
Naga is like such a good restaurant, by the way. If you're in Dallas and you're at AAC, go look up Naga. What a good place.
And it's crazy down there. Like when we moved in last
year,
you could drive up, find a parking spot. There was nobody down there. I mean,
kind
Victory
of struggling
Park,
a little bit.
Yeah. Victory Park's been a ghost town for so long and you're struggling to find parking in a parking garage.
The scooters are everywhere now.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. You're not kidding.
There's five different brands. There's Bird. There's Lime. There's now Uber scooters. Now there's Uber mopeds that are electric.
You can sit on it and ride.
You can sit on it. They have seats.
They have those in Dallas now?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're all over.
Remember when
place.
We went to Austin like 2 months ago?
Rode birds.
And then like someone's pulled up on an Uber scooter and it was an electric with a seat on it. And we're like, all right, we just got pwned.
Yeah. We've been thinking about like bombing them somehow, like art bombing them, like painting them or like putting
you can buy them
on
eBay. Legally.
Not like bombing them.
Graffitiing
them. Beautifying them.
Beautifying.
Constructive vandalism.
It would be so cool if y'all bought some and like on your porch, they're all hot pink and chained upside down and like people are like, what'd they do to the birds? But you legally bought them.
Yeah. Or you could, you hacked them where you get on it, it like automatically drives you to this.
Or it goes 150 miles an hour when you pull the throttle.
Yeah. Gets you all the way there. Like, where am
I? The cool thing about Sweet Tooth Hotel is that it's different than anything you've ever seen before. So if you want to go look it up or visit it, I'm going to give them just a moment now to... If you're on Facebook Live, you see the Chiron scrolling with their socials. But if you're consuming this, say, on iTunes or Spotify or iHeartRadio, you don't see what all your handles are. So would you give us physical address and then IG and Facebook?
Yeah. So I always say type in Maps Sweet Tooth Hotel. It'll take you straight there. And our website, sweettoothhotel.com. And then all of our social handles are at Sweet Tooth Hotel.
Dude, you got
so
it all.
Pretty easy.
Except for the Chinese one that they bought out from under you.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on in China, but someone did buy sweettoothhotel.cr.
Oh, okay.
you know, I don't know what they're going to do with it, but...
But you guys aren't going to buy it, so...
You know.
What's next for Sweet Tooth Hotel? Do y'all expand into Austin, the natural next step, or do y'all stay local to Dallas?
Sweet Tooth West, come to Fort Worth?
Yeah. Or do y'all go to Sweet Tooth Crowley?
We keep talking about this because we have all of these installs still, you know, that... Yeah.
From the first one, right?
Yeah, some from the first one. Some of the goal is at the end we help the artists sell all of this work, and so that's another way that they create revenue from what they're creating.
Sure.
But some of it we still have. So, you know, we always talk about what's our flow through. Like, do we stay local? Do we go to Fort Worth? Do we go to Houston? Mm. And so we have some opportunities because we want to find the right space and the right partners to take it. But we're really focused on our Dallas space because we have to plan so far in advance. Like, we already know what our theme is for 2020, and we already have almost all of the artists.
No kidding.
What is the theme for 2020?
We can't announce it yet. Darn it,
I tried.
Wouldn't you like
dudes in bands with dad? But yeah,
I really tried, James. Did you hear me try?
I heard you try.
I'm gonna try one more time. What is the theme for 2020?
Oh, you'll find out
Sweet
in
Tooth
September.
Hotel.
Okay, Sweet Tooth Hotel. Sweet Tooth Hotel, Dadbot. So. If people want to find you, you're in the vicinity of Victory Park. You're close to AAC. And if you Google map it, Waze it, whatever you do to get to locations, you can find it. This is a place definitely worth your time. Tell us how long it takes to go through your installations in a proper manner where you're not slowing up the senior citizens behind you, but you're also not missing the experience.
I would say on average, people are in usually for an hour and a half. And it kind of depends because some people just want to look at the art and they just go through and then they're out. And then some people spend time in there and they take a bunch of photos.
That's a good point. So people consume art in different ways. It means more to, you know, some people are more intricate. I want to see all the details of it. And people are like, okay, I get it. I see the broad spectrum. On to the next one.
Yeah.
Have you ever had anybody honeymoon at the Sweet Tooth Hotel?
Hmm. We've had an engagement.
Whoa.
And we've had a pregnancy announcement.
Oh, my gosh. Dude, that's awesome. Okay, here's where I thought you were going with
got
that.
Pregnant there.
Yeah, they closed the door on room 5.
The rooms, yeah.
There was...
Oh, my.
Honey, you were consumed at the Sweet Tooth Hotel in room 4.
Consumed.
No, what's the word?
Conceived?
Conceived, that's the word. Sorry. Wheels off.
Conceived.
You were conceived in room 4 at Sweet Tooth Hotel.
We've had to, there's definitely been some things happen in chapter 1 because we had the doors. We don't have any rooms that are closed off now.
Well,
I guess we do.
This.
I guess we do have two rooms that do have doors, but usually their people are going in and out of them so often. But man, I don't want to reference Jency again for the facts, but.
If the door was closed for 30 minutes,
well, we
you
had
have
like,
to go in.
We had like someone call.
We just had to
from
put a dress
staff.
Code
welfare check.
In place.
A dress
what
code?
Happened?
For whatever reason, the first one, we had a lot of people getting naked.
Really?
Yeah.
And taking photos.
Getting naked?
Yeah, and maybe not all the way
naked. Send nudes.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Because, you know, there's a bunch of different content creators, so some of them might be different models.
Yeah.
And everybody wanted to come in and shoot, so. Just,
and we had one room with a bed, and it was made. I mean, two of our rooms have a bed now, but they're not meant to be comfortable, and our first one was made of like
the Tempur-Pedic mattress.
No, it was just as comfortable. Well, it was a little bit firmer, but 1,000 pieces of recycled Nike soles. And so people were like, "Oh yeah, I'll take it easy on this thing," and or other things.
One thing led to another.
You know.
And then they consumed the children. Hotel.
So how far did they take it? They like went Instagram on it. And
yeah,
like,
and I mean that's the thing is you have the level of artists that are creating content for the space, but then you also have all the photographers and models and everyone who comes in, and we're not trying to censor anybody.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, you get to meet all kinds of people.
This place makes me want to get naked.
Lots of situations.
That's it.
All right. So, I've never thought about that, but I guess it could kind of give emotions that, you know, make you want to get naked.
Hey.
That's it.
There you go. So, you know, here's the cool thing about this. This show, we call it the Local Legends Show. You guys are definitely local legends, and we love what y'all have done up there. And I know you have extremely active and busy schedules, so to come down to our campus and spend an hour with us means so much to us.
Absolutely.
So, thanks for doing this.
Super happy to.
Thanks for having us.
It's been a blast. Is there anything you want to promote that's upcoming at Sweet Tooth that maybe we can help you guys promote and get the word out?
Really, just check out all the parties that are coming up. Because if you don't want to buy a ticket for an hour, the parties are a chance to come in and hang out for a while. Have you know, some openly have some drinks.
Love that.
They're all different, so they're all based around art or photography.
And these are the after hours party you mentioned earlier.
We have we do have after hour parties, but we also have like also events in there. Like we have like Sweet Tooth yoga and all different kinds of events during the day, but we also have events at night.
So. Okay. What are the dates for some of the stuff coming up?
Yeah, so coming up in July, pretty much every Friday or Saturday, every weekend, we have an after hours. And then every Wednesday night, we have a Glow Fitness series. So you can come in and you can take either yoga or dance.
What?
You get access to the space.
I got
to
bring my wife up there.
Yeah, free glass of champagne. Yeah,
awesome.
And then the bar, I should mention the bar is free to go into.
Really?
So you buy a ticket for the main space, but the bar you can hang out.
Is there a separate door or like a...
Yeah, there's a separate door. We're open Thursday.
People get
Sunday.
Naked in there too? Or
not yet.
Not that I've seen.
Okay. Create their own art installation. Of...
This is
going to be a terrible attempt at a joke, but not really because it's a Purple Rain thing. Yeah, go ahead and get ready.
Hold on.
Please.
Go.
Please tell me that you have some sort of like apple teeny called the Apollonia or something like that.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. Not bad.
God. That was so loud.
Not yet.
You should.
Not yet.
The Apollonia.
Apollonia.
Not Apollonia, but Apollonia.
Apollonia. Okay.
Nope.
We don't have an apple drink.
You should make that.
And a lot of people like apple drinks.
I know. We've got 1999 Little Red Corvette, Raspberry Beret, Purple Rain, and the Sweet Tooth, which has rock candy and cotton candy.
Cotton candy.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you're watching live today and you enjoyed this, make sure you go to sweettoothhotel.com. And what is admission to Sweet Tooth Hotel?
So it's $20 for a ticket.
Okay.
And a lot of times if you sign up, if you text SWEET to 484848, actually a little secret, we have a promo code for signing up onto our text message list. Mm. And same thing if you're signed up for emails, we're always doing discounts as well.
Love it.
Did you say 484848?
484848. So just text SWEET and then you'll get a response. And, you know, the text message is kind of fun because that's the first place that we send announcements for parties. We send free tickets out sometimes for parties because, you know, with Instagram or Facebook, you have to pay to reach your fans now. So we like to just have that direct relationship so we can just send you guys stuff.
Yeah.
We don't have to pay to talk to you. So
love that.
Yeah.
Well, today's show is brought to you by the Jonathan Cook team at Keller Williams Realty. We have two of the best buyer specialists on our team here, Mr. Stephen Brown. Stephen, if people want to get in touch with you, what's your phone number?
817-948-5408.
And James, what's your phone number?
911.
All right. You can find James by calling...
682-521-4925.
And just remember, if you're in Dallas this weekend, Forever the Sickest Kids has a reunion show. We are coming out of retirement this weekend.
What?
We'd love to see you out at Gas Monkey Live this weekend for the first tour stop of the Sad Summer Festival. It's going to be very similar to Warped Tour.
Sing something real quick. Sing to this.
We better not.
Okay.
We'll be in Houston on Saturday. So Houston on Saturday at the White Oak Music Hall for the Sad Summer Fest tour. And then... if you're looking for fireworks, Johnny Fireworks on Instagram. So just find us at Johnny Fireworks, J-O-H-N-N-Y, Fireworks. Our stand is live, and we have community going on down there right now. Yeah. So I am headed to go practice with the band members of Forever the Sickest Kids who are in town today, and it is going down this weekend. So first time for us to play in 2 years, and we're excited. It's going to be a great weekend. If you need tickets, just go to sadsummerfestival.com. Or you can Google Sad Summer Festival, and you can find ticket links there. Thank you so much to the owners, creators of Sweet Tooth Hotel.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you. Episode 020 is in the record books. We'll be back next Tuesday with Kool & the Gang's keyboard player, Mr. Sir Earl Toon. We'll see you then.
Peace.